Voters in Michigan and Washington State handed John Kerry two more big victories yesterday. The Massachusetts senator celebrated in Virginia, where he's campaigning for a primary this Tuesday. But instead of looking behind him at trailing competitors for the Democratic presidential nomination, Kerry turned his attention toward this fall when he hopes to run against President Bush.
I want to make it clear, we Democrats will not run from a debate about who represents mainstream America. We welcome it. And I welcome the opportunity to cross this land and remind Americans that the flag of the United States and the patriotism it is a symbol of do not belong to a party, they don't belong to a president, they don't belong to an ideology. They belong to all of us as Americans, and we Democrats will make that clear across this country.
By the numbers, yesterday was also the best day yet for Howard Dean, who finished second in both Michigan and Washington. Still, Kerry won half the vote in both states, double digits ahead of Dean. From Seattle, NPR's Wendy Kaufman reports on the contest in Washington.
The turnout for yesterday's caucus was enormous, about 200,000 voters, twice what the Democratic Party was expecting. Young, old, black, white, union families, professionals, even a few toddlers getting their first lesson in democracy. On Queen Anne Hill in Seattle, about 350 people poured into an elementary school gym. No one seemed to mind that there weren't enough chairs or enough pre-printed sign-in sheets to go around.
Don't worry, you don't have to write verbatim. But if somebody would be willing to do that, it's a necessary step.
A month ago, Howard Dean, who's been campaigning in the state for more than a year, might have won the bulk of the delegates in this neighborhood. But the momentum for John Kerry has been building, and the results here foreshadowed the outcome statewide.
All right, here are the results. General Clark had one delegate. Howard Dean has 12 delegates. John Kerry has 23 delegates.
Among those looking at the tally was Paul David, who was sporting a Howard Dean button.
It looks like kind of a situation where Kerry's got the momentum, and I'm very quite disappointed and somewhat surprised. I thought that the kinds of proposals Dean was making would be addressing many of the concerns of the people in this community.
Do you think it's the end for Howard Dean?
I do. I do. I don't know how he's going to pull it out at this point.
One of the major unions that has backed Howard Dean apparently agreed. Even though Dean posted his best showing of the campaign season here, the American Federation of State, County, and Municipal Employees withdrew its support for Dean last night. Two other large unions have indicated they might withdraw support unless Dean wins in Wisconsin on February 17th. While many Dean supporters were frustrated with their candidate's second-place showing here, they were quick to say that even if he doesn't win, he's made a huge contribution, motivating Democratic voters. Joyce Walters was among a cheering crowd of several hundred who gathered at a union hall to await the results.
When I went to my caucus today, over 80% of the people there had never been to a caucus before. I wrote letters. I've chaired our precinct. I'm down here eating chili with Democrats today. I never thought I would do that. So we're going to take Bush out of office, and it's going to be because of Howard Dean getting people like me off the bench and saying, no more of this. We have to start speaking up.
Kerry supporters said last night that they, too, owed a lot to Howard Dean. In addition to energizing people, they said, he changed the debate, shining a bright light on the issues where Democrats and Republicans disagree. Still, Mike Schubert says the Massachusetts senator is the man who can beat President Bush.
He's a veteran. He can take the national security issue off the table as a distraction, and then he can get the focus on domestic issues. And we know that the American people support the Democrats on every domestic issue. And this is the best person to beat George Bush in this election.
Late last night, Howard Dean issued a statement saying, in essence, the people of Washington have sent a clear message that they want the debate and the race between Kerry and Dean to continue. The statement added that the Dean campaign was looking forward to today's caucus in Maine and a win in Wisconsin on February 17th. Wendy Kaufman, NPR News, Seattle.